Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
We're on day two of our Discovery unit. We're talking about Discovery's new show called Dinosaurs Uncovered. A lot of kids I know love dinosaurs. In fact, I was watching a young little boy yesterday going through his book of pictures, and it had all these dinosaurs and what they liked to eat and who they liked to eat. It wasn't just vegetables. Some of them liked meat, so they would kill other dinosaurs and chew them up.
Cool. So, yes, a dinosaur who'd eat another dinosaur would be carnivore.
Carnivore.
And ones that just eat plants are herbivores.
Yes.
And if they eat everything, they're omnivores. Okay. But T-Rex, whom we talked about last time, is definitely a carnivore. And we might talk about some other herbivores in today's program as well. Ankylosaurus, for example.
Triceratops as well.
All right, right. Yeah. Those are herbivores as well. So, yeah, I guess it's not so bad to be vegetarian if you're a dinosaur. You can still survive. And I guess here the most dangerous challenger to T-Rex was Triceratops. And he was a vegetarian, so hey, maybe those Buddhists have a good idea there. You can be strong and tough and not have to eat steak.
He was blessed with some tools, I guess, or weapons that were on his head.
Yeah.
That would really be helpful. We're going to talk about how big he was, the fact that he had horns on his head. But eating all those vegetables obviously made him strong enough to take on the T-Rex.
Well, you got plenty of protein from those vegetables, I guess. So I guess not eating meat was not a problem for him. Well, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson, and then we'll come back to discuss. The most dangerous challenger to the T-Rex's reign as king of the planet was the unruly Triceratops. With its stout build and large horns, some archaeologists have compared it to a gigantic white rhinoceros on steroids. This fierce herbivore weighed approximately 6 tons and stood about 10 feet tall. On the offensive, the Triceratops was a powerful foe. Its 3-foot-long horn could puncture the cardiac chamber or lungs of whatever creature it was up against. The Triceratops also had a solid defense in battle, as their bodies were encased in a rock-hard keratin shield. The Ankylosaurus was another strong plant eater that was a force to be reckoned with. In fact, going up against an Ankylosaurus was like facing a tank. From head to tail, these beasts were covered by a natural shield of bone and cartilage, which was like a bulletproof vest. The Ankylosaurus also possessed what may have been the most powerful weapon of all, a bony tail club. One swift blow from its tail could shatter the legs of a T-Rex or any other creature dumb enough to mess with it. Although dinosaurs are long gone, scientists continue to learn a lot by studying the fossils they left behind. They lived for 165 million years, which is roughly 800 times longer than humans have been around. These fascinating and ferocious beasts had one function in their lives: to survive and reproduce. And no creature in history has done that better than dinosaurs.
Let's get started, everybody. Now, we've talked about the very scary T-Rex. He was fearsome. In fact, he seems to be the most popular dinosaur these days. He's got huge teeth. It was always his teeth that scared me. But he had a challenger, somebody that would take him on. Now, it says the most dangerous challenger to his reign, T-Rex's reign, that is, as king of the planet was the unruly Triceratops. Your reign is just a period of time where you have power or control. And we're saying here, even though he wasn't a real king, he seemed to have control over everybody else because he was so powerful. But here was someone who could challenge him. We're saying that this Triceratops was unruly. Unruly is a fun word. It just means difficult to control. Maybe you have unruly hair. I have very curly hair, and when it gets humid, it's sort of unruly. Or Or you could use unruly to talk about kids in a classroom who just won't settle down. They're very unruly.
Kind of naughty, okay. So again, we're talking about the rain of T-Rex. Rain is not referring here to water falling from the sky. The rain of the Kangxi Emperor of China, for example. Well, here, Triceratops was a challenger to T-Rex's rain, okay. So T-Rex was king of the beasts or king of the dinosaurs, but Triceratops had a thing or two to say about that. Triceratops, just for your information, is that dinosaur with the horns on its head. Looks kind of like a rhino or rhinoceros. Well, it had a stout build and large horns. Stout means you're very strong, but usually it means you have a large body and usually not very tall, but maybe kind of wide, very stout. You could describe a person as being stout. That probably means they're a little fat.
Fat, or they have a lot of muscles, or both.
Could be both.
They had very large horns. Those are very hard pieces of bodies, especially in animals, that help protect them. Think of a rhino. I think that's a great comparison that Tom made. Some archaeologists or scientists who study the past. Archaeologists usually study the past by digging up ruins and looking at old bones and trying to figure out people or animals, how they lived back then. They've compared this particular dinosaur to a very, very gigantic or enormous rhinoceros on steroids. You know what a rhino is. It's that large animal that lives in Africa and Asia. It has very thick skin. It's got two large horns on its nose. And steroids are drugs that have become very popular in the press. A lot of drugs are taken by athletes to help them become stronger and faster. Those are steroids. They're illegal and they really hurt your body. But if you say someone is on steroids, it just means they're really massive, they're strong, and they're easily angered. They go into this rage. And I think that's how they're trying to describe this particular dinosaur.
It's a good description here. And this fierce herbivore weighed approximately 6 tons and stood about 10 feet tall. So it's not as large as T-Rex, but it's still a force to be reckoned with, which we'll talk about later. It was fierce. If you're fierce, that means you're mean and you're tough and you're willing to fight other people. Herbivore, you could also say this herbivore. That just means a creature, a living thing that eats only plants to survive. Although you wouldn't describe a vegetarian as a herbivore because it's still a person. So we're omnivores.
But yeah, we don't want to call you an animal if you if you're a vegetarian.
Even though we are technically animals, I guess, but herbivore again refers to animals that only eat plants like the Triceratops here.
He wasn't as tall. He was 10 feet tall, and the T-Rex, as you might recall, is 18, but 6 tons, that's a lot of weight. So he was a heavy guy. If you go on the offensive, or if you're on the offensive, it means you're the one that's attacking somebody else. We'll also turn this around and use it in the opposite way. If you're on the defensive, someone's attacking you and you're trying to protect yourself. Well, when he was attacking other people, the Triceratops was a powerful foe. Foe simply is another word for enemy, but you won't use it as much, at least in speaking, but we'll hear it quite frequently. It's got a 3-foot-long horn that could puncture the cardiac chamber or lungs of whatever creature it was up against. When you puncture something, you make a hole in it, usually by something kind of sharp. We'll often use this verb to talk about our cars that have a flat tire. Something punctured it and it ended up losing air and we have to change that tire. And your cardiac chamber just means one of the parts of your heart. Cardiac refers to the heart, and we've got 3 chambers in the heart, so it could actually poke a hole into your heart or lungs of whatever animal it was fighting. Or here we're using the phrase to be up against.
And to be up against something means that's who you're fighting, that who your foe is, or your opponent, okay? So, yeah, it would do this to whatever creature it was fighting against or whatever creature it was up against. Now, the Triceratops also had a solid defense in battle. Now, solid can be referring to matter, like solid matter or liquid or gas, solid, the 3 states of matter, the 3 main states. states of matter, rather. But here, solid means it's a good plan and doesn't have very many flaws. It's a very workable plan, a solid defense. You need to have a solid defense if you've been accused of murder, for example, so the prosecution can't tear up your testimony and send you to jail.
Poke holes in it.
That's right. Yeah. Poke holes into it or puncture it, I guess. And, yeah, you need a solid defense. So here Triceratops had a solid defense, a very dependable kind of defense, because their bodies were encased in a rock-hard keratin shield. Keratin, that's some kind of a chemical based on proteins or something like that.
Yeah.
It's in our skin and our fingernails and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So it's some sort of protein substance, and it's rock hard. We're saying it's very, very hard. And if you're encased in something, it covers you. So their bodies were all covered in this protein substance that made it very, very hard to puncture through or get through. It's like having a shield, something that would protect it. Usually we'll see pictures of war that happened long, long ago, and these warriors would carry shields to protect themselves in front of their bodies as someone was trying to perhaps stab them or like that, you know, something like that. Even today, policemen will take shields to big protests where people are throwing things at them or maybe even shooting bullets. Who knows?
Mm.
Yeah.
In America, in our cars, we have wind shields, which is the glass we look through when we're driving the car. In England, they'll say windscreen, but in America, we say windshield. But here, yes, it's a shield, so I guess they were okay if T-Rex tried to bite them. It would probably break T-Rex's teeth, and there were no dentists back in those days.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time ripping through flesh after that. Mm. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a while, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天再来继续要看的呢，叫做三角龙。在第一段的第一个句子写着 ,The most dangerous challenger to the T-Rex's reign as king of the planet was the unruly Triceratops.在这里呢，谈到最能够对暴龙具有威胁性的挑战者，就是这个相当难以驾驭的三角龙。在这里的 reign 当作名词是有统治的意思，而 unruly 则是指难以驾驭的、难以控制的，像是无法无天的行为，我们就可以说 unruly behavior。而你的头发非常难以梳理，你也可以称之为 unruly hair。而三角龙的特色呢，当然非常的巨大，而且呢又强而有力。它们呢是可能是重达6吨多，而有10英尺高。接着我们来看到这一段的后面两个句子 ：Its 3-foot-long horn could puncture the cardiac chamber or lungs of whatever creature it was up against. 在这里谈到呢，它这长达3尺的角，不论面临什么样的敌人，都有可能可以刺穿他们的心腔或者是肺部。首先来看到这个动词 puncture， 其实就是有刺破、穿孔的意思。而如果在英文里面看到 up against， 则是指呢面临一种困境或者是对抗的意思。所以当我们说 be 动词再加上 up against a brick wall， 指的呢就是遇到难以逾越的障碍了。而这一段的最后一段提到 The Triceratops also had a solid defense in battle as their bodies were encased in a rock-hard keratin shield. 其实呢，最特别的就是三角龙在战斗的时候 in battle， 它也有非常稳固的防守，因为它们的身体呢被十分坚硬的角质盾所覆盖着。
It's time for us to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of The Big, The Bad, and The Stupid on English Digest.
Okay, let's resume our lesson. We've talked about T-Rex. We've talked about Triceratops. Well, now we're going to talk about Ankylosaurus. Okay, I had to look this word up before the program because this is not a very well-known dinosaur. Most people know about T-Rex and Triceratops and Stegosaurus and Apatosaurus and stuff like that. But here, Ankylosaurus is a special kind of dinosaur. Maybe people don't really like it because it is kind of ugly and it's not really that big. The pictures I saw of it, it kind of resembled an armadillo, if you know what that is.
Yeah, when I looked it up, the dictionary described it as having a very squatty body. Squatty just means it's very low to the ground and wide. So he wasn't long and lean and beautiful, no. Sauroposeidon that we talked about in our earlier program kind of looked like a giraffe. It was graceful. This one is just the opposite. Short to the ground, but boy, did it have a nice natural shield covering its body. Let's talk about this dinosaur. He was another strong plant eater. Again, a herbivore. So I guess eating vegetables can make you strong. And it says here he was a force to be reckoned with. We use this phrase to be reckoned with when we're talking about something that you go against that's tough, it's difficult. I've had little brothers tell me that if I changed the channel on the TV, they would have to reckon with, I would have to reckon with them, which means they'll take me on.
Sounds like a threat.
So you kind of have to deal with someone that's causing problems or trouble. Yeah, it is kind of a threat. If you do that, you're going to have to reckon with me, Buster.
Right, so a force to be reckoned with just means it's a very tough challenger and you're going to have a really hard time defeating that opponent, a force to be reckoned with. So in fact, going up against an Ankylosaurus was like facing a tank. Indeed, it's kind of stout, very short, low to the ground. Yes, it's kind of the shape of a tank. As you know, armies use tanks in wars and things like that. Now, from head to tail, these beasts were covered by a natural shield of bone and cartilage, and that was like a bulletproof vest. That's something that a policeman would wear, a bulletproof vest, something they wear over their chest so that if they get shot, they won't get killed. Cartilage, that's kind of like what's between your bones, right?
Yeah, you'll find this flexible material in some parts of your body. We have it in our ears and our nose. And some cartilage, of course, is in our joints. When people start losing that cartilage, those joints start rubbing together. The bones rub together and it hurts.
Yeah.
So sometimes they'll have to go in and help you. Maybe get a knee replacement at that point. Who knows? Well, they've got this natural shield of bone and cartilage both together. And it was like having a bulletproof vest. It would be hard to injure them because they were like a tank. And if you've seen a tank, you know that it's almost impossible to destroy unless you get a bomb down inside the opening of that tank.
True. Okay. Well, this just wasn't a tank sitting there waiting to be attacked. It also had a weapon. So Ankylosaurus also possessed what may have been the most powerful weapon of all. Now, if you possess something, that means you have that thing. And the weapon was a bony tail club. Okay, a club is a large stick, kind of like a baseball bat, but it's usually a little bit longer and much thicker, a club. You could also have a golf club, right? But you don't hit people with that. A bony tail club.
Some people do. Do you remember Tiger Woods and his wife?
Doesn't he throw it or something?
No, she hits him with it.
Oh, that's right, right. Yeah, if he hit her with his golf club, he'd go to jail.
Yes.
But for her, it's just like self-defense.
No,
like
he defended her.
He defended her. Okay. Well, in any case here, this particular dinosaur has a bony tail club. It's like this big rock hard thing at the end of its tail. So if it swings it and hits something, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. One whap from that tail and you're probably on the ground. It would probably crush you. It would me. I know we're not very tough as human beings, but this is what he would use in his fights. If he were to attack or even have to defend himself, he'd use that bony tail club. We use possess to talk about things we have. You can talk about your skills and talents as being something you possess as well. So he had a great possession, a wonderful weapon. Now, one swift blow. Swift just simply means quick, something that happens so fast. He was running swiftly. So you could use that instead of quickly. Swift is a great word. So it only took one swift blow from that tail. and it could shatter the legs of a T-Rex. Again, shatter is sort of like crushing. When you shatter something, something breaks into pieces. We'll often use shatter to talk about a mirror or a cup that drops on the ground and breaks into small pieces. Or sometimes we'll use it in a figurative way to talk about someone's dreams being shattered. Maybe they had a big disappointment and they couldn't go on with their goals. Maybe they were injured in a professional sports game and could no longer continue to be an athlete. Mm. That would shatter your dreams.
It certainly would. But here, the Ankylosaurus would shatter the legs of a T-Rex or maybe other dinosaurs that were dumb enough to mess with it. If you're dumb enough to do something, that means you have no common sense.
You deserve it.
You deserve it, right. How could you do that stupid thing? Are you dumb enough to actually do something at work that the boss is going to find out about and you're going to get fired? Don't be stupid. So here, you might be dumb enough to mess with this dinosaur. Mess with here just means to challenge somebody or to cause trouble for somebody else. You know, you don't want to mess with people who are twice your size or whose muscles are twice your size. Just leave them alone. You know, let bygones be bygones. Let live. Live and let live.
Yeah, if you had a bully at school, you know what it was like. If you messed with them, that bully would pummel you or hit you so badly you couldn't recover. Don't mess with people who can take you on. That's pretty dumb. Well, these dinosaurs were so powerful, you'd have to be stupid to take it on. Now, although dinosaurs are long gone, I mean, they haven't been around since humans have been here. Mm. We have their fossils and their bones. Scientists continue to learn a lot by studying the fossils they left behind. You can leave behind something. For example, I have often left behind my cell phone at work.
Oh, no.
And I get home and I think, oh, crap, I got to go back and get it. Here we're talking about leaving behind something after you die. So they left behind their fossils. Fossils can be anything. They could be a leaf or a skeleton or a footprint. And it's from ancient times that you can then see in some rocks. And so that's how they study these animals and dinosaurs. Now, I love the bones that they put together in that Natural History Museum in Manhattan. I don't know if all those are real bones or some are just reconstructions, but it's fun to see how big the dinosaurs were in those times, because they actually build them true to life.
Mm-hmm. And again, the dinosaurs lived for quite some time. They've been extinct for 65 million years, yeah. But they lived before that for 165 million years. And that's roughly 800 times longer than humans have been around. So do your mathematics here. Even though they're extinct, they still lived on the Earth much longer than we have. So we've still got, what, 162 million years to go before we even tie the score. So these fascinating and ferocious beasts had one function in their lives: to survive and reproduce. So they're fascinating. That means we don't know a lot about them, but they're still very interesting. Things are interesting. That's one level. But if they're even more interesting than interesting, then they're fascinating.
Oh, they're fascinating. You don't want to walk away or look away. They're ferocious. This is similar to fierce. Ferocious is something that's very fierce or violent, like a lion or a tiger attacking their prey and ripping through their flesh. They had one function in their lives. They needed to survive and reproduce, to stay alive. And to reproduce means to have babies. They wanted those hatchlings so that their species would be around for a lot longer after they were killed by some other monster, you know, some sort of dinosaur that was out there ready to get them.
Exactly. So no creature in history has done that better than dinosaurs, although the record is done there. They're done living, so we've got a lot of catching up to do there. And again, they're very fascinating, so check out this show on the Discovery Channel. And thank you for listening. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher for a couple of minutes.
接着我们要看的恐龙呢，称之为甲龙。第二段的第一句写着The Ankylosaurus was another strong plant eater that was a force to be reckoned with. 甲龙呢是另外一种草食性的恐龙，但是它却是你不能忽视的一个对手哦。 我们来看一下 reckon 这个动词 reckon with something 或者是 reckon with somebody 也就是有重视跟认真处理的意思所以我们常常说 a force to be reckoned with 指的呢就是值得尊重的对手甲龙虽然是吃草但是它也有非常强大的武器哦在这一段中间写着 Ankylosauruses also possessed what may have been the most powerful weapon of all, a bony tail club. 这个甲龙啊它可能拥有着呢是充满骨质的尾锤。One swift blow from their tail could shatter the legs of a T-Rex, or...any other creature dumb enough to mess with it. 只要它快速的呢甩一下它的尾部呢就可以粉碎暴龙的双脚或者是其他笨到呢敢招惹它的生物。我们先来看这个形容词咯。Swift 有迅速的意思。像是迅速所做出来的决定就可以称之为 a swift decision.一次迅速的行动也可以称之为 swift action 而如果讲到 mess with somebody 就是有让某人生气去招惹某人的意思咯 Although dinosaurs are long gone scientists continue to learn a lot by studying the fossils they left behind虽然呢恐龙生存的年代已经是非常久远了但是科学家还是借由研究他们的化石然后呢来更多的了解恐龙在这里有一个片语 leave behind leave behind 有遗留下来的意思像是呢遗留下来一大笔的财产我们就可以说 leave behind a big fortuneLeave behind 还有另外一个意思呢就是有超过或者是把谁抛在后面的意思。举例来说 Jerry is being left behind in the race, 则是指 Jerry 在这场赛跑当中被甩在后面了。接着我们要看到文章的后面两句咯。These fascinating and ferocious beasts had one function in their lives,to survive and reproduce. 事实上虽然非常的凶猛但是他们的生存目的只有一种就是存活跟繁衍下来。And no creature in history has done that better than dinosaurs. 而历史上呢没有其他的生物可以呢在这个项目上比恐龙要做得更好了。
That brings us to the end of our program. Thanks for joining us and please join us again next time. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.